Some politics at home, and day three of Scott Morrison's tour of Queensland is bringing out the Prime Minister's testy side after suggestions it's not going down well with locals. And another political leader's also getting negative media today after the star recruit to Pauline Hanson's One Nation went missing for one of his prearranged interviews. Here's political reporter Tom Iggulden.
From scoffing meat pies to donning trucker caps and punting with the locals in the general admission area of the Caloundra races, Scott Morrison's been doing his best to buddy up to Queenslanders. Today it was Rockhampton and, by PM's count, the fifth transport infrastructure announcement of the 3 days of the tour so far.
I've been listening, I've been hearing, and I'm doing.
The question is it working?
How concerned are you that the recent turmoil within the coalition is going to negatively impact your local members in this area like Michelle?
Well, I don't agree with the premise of the question, so I'm not concerned at all.
The reporter said at last night's Politics in the Pub event attended by the Prime Minister, she'd spoken to one voter who was turned off by infighting in the government over recent years.
They also said that you, short of sculling a beer at the pub, wouldn't have convinced them to vote for the LNP again. How worried are you about
that? I think you've got to stop talking to Labor voters. Yep.
Or Greens.
Yeah, or the Greens.
That was a former LNP voter.
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Scott Morrison's been playing up his down-to-earth, fair dinkum image ever since taking on the Liberal leadership. His predecessor, Malcolm Turnbull's image as Mr. Harbourside Mansion, was perceived to be especially a problem in Queensland, home to a clutch of marginal seats with nervous coalition incumbents.
I'm here to actually bring together our supporters, and they're coming back. You know, you talk about last night in the pub. I had a family come up to me and said, you know, I'd walked away from the LNP and I'm back now. I'm back 100%. And I've been getting that message wherever I've been, from the Gold Coast all the way up here to Rockhampton.
That's interesting because the AFR is actually reporting today that this trip's going down like a, quote, turd in a well. Are you actually
They should write some things in newspapers.
I don't focus on the narcs in Canberra.
Things then turned personal as the Prime Minister rounded on the reporter.
And you've clearly got a hotline to the Canberra bubble on your phone there as they're feeding in the questions to you. But, you know, the AFR can say that if they want. Not too many people are reading the AFR up here in Rockhampton.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson's carefully laid media plans didn't pan out today either. After months of courting, she today announced former Labor leader Mark Latham's joined the party and will run for the New South Wales upper house in its name. A flurry of morning interviews were booked to show off the new recruit, but on mid-morning Channel 10 show Studio 10, instead of Mark Latham, viewers saw only an empty chair and Pauline Hanson with some explaining to do to hosts Sarah Harris, Joe Hill, Hildebrand and Angela Bishop.
I'm absolutely thrilled to have him on board. He's going to be a great state leader for the party.
He's not on board. He's not even, he hasn't even become the New South Wales leader and officially endorsed candidate yet. He's already broken his first promise.
So everyone breaks some appointments. If you think that you're actually going to, I don't know.
And so it was left to Ms Hanson to answer questions put to her by Sarah Harris about her new recruit's inflammatory past remarks.
My dealings with Mark, I haven't heard that. I've heard some comments, you know, that coming from different
He said domestic
sections.
Violence was a tool of feminism.
Look, I'm not going to speak on Mark's behalf for that.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, Tom Iggulden with that report.